After first dismissing civilian oversight of police, several Suffolk County officials appear to have warmed to the idea of allowing citizens some input over how police misconduct is disciplined, although there is still a significant gap between what police reformers want and what officials have so far described. Since October, both Suffolk and Nassau officials have been meeting to consider potential reforms to policing. Doing so is a requirement of an executive order from New York Governor Andrew Cuomo following the death of George Floyd. In a series of public and non-public meetings, advocates of reform have pushed for what are commonly called civilian complaint review boards, or CCRBs. These boards have existed around the country for years in various forms, but not on Long Island, where, at least in Suffolk, how police are policed has been scrutinized by federal investigators on multiple occasions. Reformers say that CCRBs will give confidence to people of color who say they are treated unequally by police. However, in one meeting, Deputy Police Commissioner Risco Menchin-Lewis said flatly, CCRBs don't work.
Some have their billions of dollars, $10 million, $11 million. They have their own investigators, and they're not finding the results are that much different. So that would be the thing is, if you want to pay $10, $11 million for something, or $20 million, you know, you would hope it would be effective.
This was from a November meeting with the African American Advisory Board. WSHU received a recording of the meeting. In it, the chairman of the board told Menchin-Lewis that people are asking for a mechanism so that it's not the police policing themselves. Deputy County Executive Vanessa Baird-Streeter followed up.
You need the civilians in there. You need the civilians to be able to review. But if it doesn't work, and the stats show that it doesn't work, then that might not be what you need, but maybe there's something else that might be able to assist and help.
After this November meeting, members of the task force met separately with the groups Long Island Advocates for Police Reform and Accountability, LI United to Transform Policing, and the Center for Policing Equity. These groups pushed hard for CCRB in Suffolk. The day after one of these meetings, Menchin-Lewis was asked about it again.
As a matter of fact, one of the groups we met with last night, they gave a comprehensive, really comprehensive report and also legislation, et cetera, in order to create it. So that certainly will be inside the task force for the task force to review as a possibility.
She goes on to reiterate her skepticism, mostly centered around the potential $20 million price tag. But then she says this.
That was effective. However, there is the argument that they may not solve all the problems, right? But they do give another solution,
right.
Option for people to feel. So
Baird-Streeter followed up by saying that while a CCRB might not be the solution, there could be something slightly different that provides additional oversight.
And one of the things we talked about is in reference to restorative justice and mediation and an opportunity for those who have been harmed to have that opportunity. So if you look at Newark, Newark has that component of restorative justice and that you don't necessarily have to go through IAB if both sides agree to come together, have a conversation and agree to mediation. So
it's not clear to which program in New Jersey she's referring. Newark has a CCRB, a restorative justice training seminar, and a nonprofit that facilitates mediations. But they are all different programs that serve different functions. Sherry Silberstein helps run Newark's restorative justice program.
So even though there are all these things going on in Newark, those are not instead of a CCRB. They're in addition to. Just like I would say a CCRB is not by itself going to be the solution either.
She says CCRBs do very specific things. They investigate and discipline allegations of misconduct. Mediations and restorative justice don't do that. It's worth noting, though, that New Jersey courts recently stripped key powers away from Newark's CCRB after opposition from police unions. Members of Suffolk's Police Reform Task Force are now drafting a report of recommendations that will go before County Executive Steve Ballone and then on to the legislature for approval. How that process will function is largely a mystery to many people involved. In a statement, the county said that all stakeholders are being brought to the table and will be heard. However, what happens after that is unknown. Multiple task force members who asked not to be identified by name confirmed that deputies to Boulogne have warmed to the idea of CCRBs. They were optimistic that a CCRB would be recommended in a draft report. However, they were much less optimistic that Boulogne would allow that recommendation to move forward. Charles Lane, WSHU News.